Well, we're eventually at the pointy end of what's been a thrilling Women's World Cup. Not so thrilling for us in many ways because of the Matildas getting bumped out in that round of 16, which was way, way below par. But apart from that, the United States of America, who have won the last two championships, they are the defending champions quite clearly, up
They've
against
won the last one, not this. Japan won the one before.
They are the defending champions of the United States of America, up against the Netherlands. Hello, Robbie Slater.
Boys,
how are you, mate?
They're two good handshakes. We're just having a conversation. Well,
Robbie got me on the end of my hand.
Yeah.
And I said, mate,
the finger.
Can we the finger got me on the finger. Yeah. I said, mate, can we please have one again?
And then we went into a bit of a discussion about it. So the one that was voted the worst was this one.
Yeah. You know, when you look away, they get you right on the end of the hand.
I've got no interest in
it. Softy and someone else is more important.
What about if they turn your hand over?
Oh, the power one.
Yeah, I saw that.
The power, that means they're...
Oh, they do them ones.
They're trying to dominate.
It's hard. No, not my guy.
And speaking of celebrations and handshakes, the United States of America, this women's team, they're the best team, aren't they?
Yes.
But, geez, they're not that popular, are they?
No, they're not with Laurie, because Laurie's anti-American, which
he is.
We love ascertained Trump. The other day. Do you love Trump?
Make America great again.
So they're $1.45 up against
Look,
the Netherlands, $7.
They got... players, and Rapinoe will probably come back in, who missed the semi-final. Netherlands showed before the tournament when they beat the Matildas in that last warm-up game. They smashed us 3-0 in Eindhoven, and I saw a lot in that side that made me think they go a long way.
Yeah.
Well, they have. They've gone all the way to the final. They've got a terrific player in Vivian Minnedema. So they're a chance, but USA, they're going to be Alex Morgan, Rapinoe. Very difficult to
So you
to
stick
stop.
With them?
I'd stick with the USA.
Scoreline, Robbie?
2-0.
Just 2-0. With women's football in America, mate, do they obviously spend a lot of money?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of money on their programs.
But plus their college system is really strong.
Yeah, and they've been around for a while. You can go back nearly two decades ago.
What was her name when she took the shirt off?
Mia Hahn was
Mia
one
Hahn.
Of the, one of the biggest stars.
Yeah.
Well, of course she would.
And she was... Yeah. It's amazing how we remember certain things, don't
but
we?
That, that's sort
but
of...
football and women... Yeah, it was. It was a moment.
It was a big moment.
And football in the US has been... For women's football has been big, since that time. So it's been big for a long time. What's happening now is in Europe, and we're seeing a lot of the European nations going very well in this tournament... They're spending a lot of money as well.
Yeah, we saw
that. Your Chelseas, your Arsenals, Lyon have been European champions for. J'adore ça avec l'accent.
J'aime bien ça, Tiquet.
Et Tiquet. Et Laurier. But Alex Morgan plays for Lyon. They've been European champions, I think, seven times in the last 8 years. So. Europe is getting bigger. Women's football, women's sport in general is getting bigger and bigger.
So will our girls then go and play in these other tournaments rather than stay here in the W League?
Well,
is that our concern?
Well, we heard that Chelsea was... Sam Kerr's already playing in the US.
Just scored a hat-trick of game back.
Which I found a bit strange while the World Cup's going on that they're playing over there. Yeah, I didn't really
it's
get
America,
that.
It's America, mate.
It is America.
If it doesn't happen in America, it's not happening.
Yeah. No. But a lot of our players, their goal is to play in the W League, but also to play overseas. Yep. So,
Why the Netherlands and not just Holland?
The Netherlands? I don't know.
Over the top of me, TK, I've got no idea.
Well, Holland is really, the Netherlands is often referred to as Holland, but Holland's really only two of the provinces, where the Netherlands are all the provinces together. So
he's asked us a question.
Which he knows the answer.
To make him sound like a...
That's what they always tell you.
To make him sound like a Noel.
Robbie.
Have you heard of Noel? That's Noel Know-It-All.
Noel Know-It-All.
Married to Noeline.
I'll give you a leg up. Never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
I like that. When in doubt, leave it out.
Exactly right. What about one of Chelsea's favourite sons getting the job over there, manager for
Frank
the next
Lampard.
3 years?
So the second big club that go down the road, following in the footsteps of Manchester United.
Yeah, how'd that go?
signing a player, former player.
Yeah. Was he only had 1 year as coach of Derby?
No, he was manager for one year. It took them, obviously, to the playoffs where they were beaten in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's a big move. That is a big move because he's very, like Solskjaer, very young in his managerial career. So that's it's a risk.
And do they give him, time? So if it was an outsider,
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
All right. So he's under the same amount of pressure as everyone else.
Of course he is, yeah.
Right. I just saw it being a favourite son coming back in.
He'll get that initial, love because... of the former player thing, but no, he'll be expected to win.
You know, your sport, particularly over there, very, very old as a general rule, the managers, right? Mm. Where a lot of sports around the world, they're pretty funky now, mate. They're going for the young, the young blokes. But
let's hope they don't do that for commentators.
I know. I noticed the EPL. They do like the old, you know, the old blokes get recycled a lot.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt. And, you know, sooner or later, you've got to regenerate. And that's what we're seeing happening. But, you know, the older guys, obviously, the boards of these big clubs see a lot of experience as a plus. But, you know, you see now with Manchester United, since Sir Alex Ferguson, how many managers they had just hasn't worked. So they thought, oh, well, we'll go down someone younger, someone attached to the club, and Chelsea have gone the same road.
Mm. What about Man City with this Spain midfielder, Rodri? Is that how you pronounce it?
Rodri.
Rodri. Moving from Atletico Madrid. Good
unbelievable
signing.
Money, £62.8 million for a player, to be honest, who's not that well known. Obviously a very, very good player, big club, Atletico Madrid. But that just shows you the power they have.
Yeah. They'll be hard to beat again next year.
They'll be hard to beat, but Liverpool will beat them.
Oh, that's right. You lost, didn't you, the EPL?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up, mate.
But we won the Champions League.
I know, but which one would you rather have,
the
Robbie?
The EPL. And they would have preferred the Champions League.
And, mate, quickly if I can, because I was a bit surprised that Peru beat Chile 3-0.
Chile being the holders, and Peru watched the game set up exactly as they have the whole tournament, where they just transitioned. So they basically parked the bus. They got a lot of speed, got a terrific player in Guerrero. Remember they beat us in Russia, the World Cup, and they hit Chile on the counter-attack.
And it worked.
And I've heard in my ear that Brazil are very short.
$1.90. $1.90 up against Chile, $4.
No. Big league.
I watched them the other day, and a couple of them are quite tall.
See, Chile, with their $4 outsiders up against Argentina, $1.90, is there. Yeah. Could you entertain Chile at the $4?
Against Argentina?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's a third versus.
Yeah,
there's fourth.
It's a big gap in the price, isn't it?
I might be wrong here, Rob. When was the last time Argentina won
a major
tournament?
Well, they won the World Cup in 86 was the last time.
Right.
78,
because with
86.
Messi there, does that tarnish his legacy at all? Not winning.
Look, I'm not sure, and I must.
Some people say that.
I must. Mm. They must have won a Copa while he's there.
Yeah, I should know that, but I don't.
No.
Yeah. But you're talking about the big one,
aren't you? You're talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, talking about a major, like...
Well, the Copa's a major tournament, but when we're talking... For a player of his stature, you're talking World Cups.
Yeah. We get to play in that next year too.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be...
Terrific experience.
Going to be exciting.
We just get hammered in that next year?
No, not necessarily, no. I think we'll...
No, I mean, it's the first time we're playing with you.
I've just heard in my ear that we're 250-1 to win it next year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm lying about that. But
the man in black. Thank you, mate.
Training?
Training straight off to the gym.
Hey, mate, do you get your copy of Big League too, mate?
Yeah.
It's a Bible. No, that's mine. No, that's lots of
money.
Make sure you get your copy of
Big
League.
So who wins? Get off Mitchell Pearce's back, by the way.
No, we're supporters,
mate. I've always been a supporter.
Good, because the guy gets a bad rap. And he's been the best halfback this season. I don't care by a long shot. And he deserves his shot.
He does.
So what? I know his record's not great, but whose record was great in those years? Up against the greatest Queensland
team. Don't rub it in, though, you good mate, Laurie.
What about him wearing his Queensland top?
No, he's a closet Queenslander.
Anyway, give us back your copy of Big League. Don't forget Big League. It's got there as a full preview of the Origin plus the split round. Also, a terrific story with Tawera Nikau in there celebrating 20 years since that grand final, the Melbourne Storms grand final win. It's remarkable.